No wall surrounded the temple grounds. Considering their location, Rowan could see why. Tucked deep into the forest, the threat of attack was small. He urged his ox forward, which huffed and stomped the dirt beneath its feet. They continued to lumber toward the unholy site. There was a large clearing around the temple where the acolytes hunched beside small fires. Upon seeing the caravan, they all rose. Their wet, diseased eyes seemed to glow in the firelight. Rowan quickly counted 11 acolytes watching them approach. The buzzing sound grew louder the closer they came to the temple. A pair of acolytes peeled away from their fire and greeted the caravan.
"Kuanti, you're late, and the Thoman wants your head!"
yelled the taller of the two. He stopped at the first cart and surveyed the missing ox.
"What happened?"
"Ravages," Rowan replied with a raspy voice.
"Kuanti!"
He stalked past the cart.
"You there!"
The shorter acolyte pointed at Rowan.
"Begin unlocking the cages immediately! The Thoman has need of the tithe now!"
The other acolytes in the yard moved in unison toward the main gate of the temple, a low chant on their lips.
"Kuanti!"
The taller acolyte stomped past Ayla, his focus set on the covered wagon.
"Kuanti, you petulant priest! What have you done?"
Rowan looked back at Kale. They knew the disguise was weak, but he had hoped they wouldn't be so out in the open as this. Kale motioned for Rowan to stay put, letting the acolyte pass him. From the corner of Rowan's eye, he caught movement. Looking up from Kale, he saw the driver of the last cart, the former slave, visibly shaking. He tried to get the man's attention, hoping to calm him.
"Can you not hear me?"
shouted the acolyte by Rowan.
"Get to work!"
Rowan simply nodded and stood up slowly, watching the driver. The tall acolyte reached the covered wagon.
"Kuanti!"
He planted his feet in front of the wagon and waited. Above his head, the driver looked down. His eyes were wide with fear.
"Kuanti!"
the acolyte said. With a cry of rage, the former slave leapt from his seat. Curses sputtered from his lips as he tore into the cultist. For a moment, everyone stopped and watched the commotion. Kale turned around and yelled,
"The banner!"
All hell broke loose. Those slaves with enough fight left in them burst from their cages and poured out into the yard. Kale loosed two arrows into the gathering acolytes, impaling one through the chest, while the second went wide. He dropped the bow before reaching underneath the cart to withdraw his shield and sword. Errol ripped away his robes. The fires danced across his mad grin.
"I'll take you all on, you diseased bastards!"
He rushed forward to join the revolting slaves. Ayla was at her father's heels, her warhammers whirling around in deadly arcs. Rowan pulled off his own disguise and surveyed the battle. Several acolytes rushed toward a weapons rack along the temple wall. He reached into a pouch sewn onto his pants leg and withdrew a red clay ball. Pulling back, he chucked the ball in their direction. It sailed through the air before landing in a fire just a few feet to the right of the group. He jumped down and joined Kale in the charge. From the direction of the temple, there came a loud pop, followed by cries of alarm.
"What was that?"
Kale parried a dagger with his shield before slashing the acolyte across his thigh, dropping the cultist into a heap of agony. Rowan followed behind Kale, using him as a human shield.
"Just keeping some people preoccupied!"
he screamed over the sounds of combat. The two pushed toward the temple. Many of the slaves, not suited for battle, lay on the ground screaming and dying. Wicked slashes covered their bodies. Rowan checked for his friends. Ayla was a whirlwind of death. Her spinning warhammers kept the acolytes at a distance. One tried for an opening, only to find a hammer slamming into the underside of his jaw. The bone crunched to dust, and the force of the blow dislodged an eyeball. Not far from her, Errol was busy with a few cultists of his own. He taunted them, standing over two bodies whose arms were twisted into odd angles. One worked up the courage to attack, thrusting with his dagger. The old man caught the acolyte by the wrist, slammed his own forearm across the cultist's elbow, and drove the dagger back into the man's face. The cultist flailed and screamed while Errol pounced on the others. With the help of the remaining slaves, the mercenaries made short work of the acolytes in the yard. The few near the weapons rack fought to free themselves from tendrils of what looked like thick webbing. The fire near them had been extinguished. Each time they pulled against the sticky substance, the more tightly bound they became. Rowan grinned at his handiwork. The four rushed into the temple alone.